Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Hey.
Friday.
Doing good.
Friday.
Just adjusting your shoes there, Jane.
Yeah, I was putting my shoes on and...
putting your headphones, adjusting your mic.
Putting my headphones,
there you go.
Adjusting my mic.
Move your cups.
Doing everything. I need more duct tape on my mic. I need to retape it.
Well, are we out of duct tape?
No, we've still got some.
No, my one roll, which I'm going to take with me everywhere I go, because turns out somebody has been stealing the duct tape around work, and the boss said that he wasn't going to order any more. I said, but I need it because my mic's broken.
He'll order more because duct tape holds a radio station together.
That is true. Mm.
It really does.
So I need to accept all deliveries going forward. For this building.
For the station.
Just raid the stationery cabinet like you did yesterday. Just look for the
duct tape. I didn't raid it. I got us some new whiteboard markers.
You definitely went through it.
It's true.
Put some stuff in your pocket, in your handbag.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I did a little clean out yesterday.
Oh, did you? Mm.
You will not believe what I found. Just chat amongst yourselves for a second.
Okay. I reckon you've found a book of some sort. Because you always find books.
Old books.
Yeah. I threw out a lot of stuff yesterday in our cupboard.
You went through it.
It's weird that we both cleared stuff out yesterday, actually.
It's springtime. Everyone's cleaning. What are you up to there, Maddie?
Someone put it in the bin.
What is it?
You know how we're always missing pens?
Are you raiding the bin?
No, the bag. Someone put the bag in the bin. I want to show you all of the pens I found in the studio yesterday.
Where were they?
What? Where are all those?
Under the table.
You're kidding me.
Look at this.
Why are they all getting thrown away for? There's about... You're kidding.
Look, they keep on coming.
There's about 100 pens there.
At least.
Where were they all? Under the desk.
Where you sit.
Under the desk.
Well, Maddie,
yeah.
Maybe it was your fault that they were all
no,
there.
No, it's not my fault.
Because we're always short of pens.
Always.
Look at that. There would be, look, maybe not 100, but wow.
You know what I have a lot of respect for around here, though?
What?
Our co-workers, I have a particular pen that I've actually put one of my ooshies on. It's a miracle it hasn't gone walkabout, but I think it's, I really like that our other fellow announcers don't go taking people's things.
Well, that's nice.
They usually do sometimes.
But...
Yeah, plenty of pens. So we never have to raid the stationery cabinet again.
Guys, I've got an addiction.
I was just about to talk about that.
Yeah.
This game Jade is playing, it's all you do now.
It
always,
is all
you're
I do.
Just looking down at it. What's it called again?
Amongst Us. It's
now,
so
I've heard
good.
About this. This game is becoming crazy popular.
Yeah, it's massive. Everyone's playing it. I'm surprised you guys aren't.
So what's it about?
So basically, right, you can have 4 to 10 people in a game, and basically one of you is the imposter. So that person
like murder,
has to go around.
On the phone.
Yeah, that person has to go around killing all the other people without getting caught in the game.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. It's so good, but I'm getting player's cramp. Like, so my hand...
Your fingers, isn't it?
Not just my fingers. I'm actually getting carpal tunnel, from my...
That would say to me that you should stop playing.
No, but it's addictive. You don't understand. Once you stop, it's like Pringles. Once you start, you can't stop.
Well, you were obsessed with Harry Potter.
Yeah,
last week,
I am
the books.
Obsessed.
I mean, you've really just ditched that, haven't you?
No. I like to read a chapter before I go to sleep at night just to make me a little bit drowsy.
So you went through 4 books in 2 weeks. Like, you're not just reading a chapter before bed.
Yeah,
you've
but
totally abandoned it.
No. Yeah, that is true. I was going hardcore. But, I'm just trying to just find balance in my life.
Balance?
With video games.
I think the reading's healthier.
Yeah.
Do either of you read, actually?
Sometimes.
I always like to say yes, but I'll
never
lying.
Enough. I never,
never
read enough. I wish I had more time to read.
Yeah, but what are you reading, Creever? I know you like the odd antique magazine.
Yeah, I do that. I've got copies of The New Yorker as well.
Yeah.
I like to read that.
Ooh, cultured.
It's good stuff in there.
Where do you buy the New Yorker?
So I had
from?
The subscription for a while. But then it's too fast. You get too many. So it's weekly.
Yeah, and too much.
So I've stopped it, but then I'm still reading old ones because it's really good investigative journalism.
Mm,
doesn't
okay.
really date. Or some of it does, but not a lot of it doesn't.
Is it sent from America, obviously, to you? Direct? Yeah. Oh, how cool. I've got like 5 books waiting to be read, and I keep on buying more because I have this weird obsession of like going into a bookshop and just buying a book.
Not coming out empty handed.
That's adorable.
No, I like the smell of a new book. It's
I get ya.
Mm, I was a library prefect when I was in year 6. So, I mean,
not to brag.
I never gotten over my book smell obsession. It's more of a smell thing.
When you were a library prefect, were you going around when the new books came in, giving a sniff to all of them?
No, but I was going
to say that's bordering on something else.
I like the smell of new and old books. Yeah. Older the better, though, in my opinion.
Do you know what my one of my fondest smells from school is? When the book club would come along from Scholastic. Did you ever get that?
Yeah. That you get an order.
Did you have that, Jake?
And you could get...
They deliver them to you in class, and you're at school, and you get your little delivery. Everyone's like, well, you got book
it
club.
I liked being the person who got to go collect the books from the office and bring them back in the tub.
That was me. Yeah. I had to do that.
You know what I've realised about school?
What?
Teachers are great at getting kids to believe jobs are actually like a privilege to be earned.
That's so true. That is so true.
Oh, you can ring the bell. You mean I've got to wait around and watch the time? Somehow you've tricked kids into doing jobs.
Because you're so naive at that age.
You are.
It's true.
Carry this stuff for me.
A lot of old-fashioned bells when we went to school.
Yeah.
All electronic now.
When I was school captain, I used to ring the bell. And I had to put up the Australian flag every day with Blake, my co-captain.
To give you a sense of how rural the school I went to was, it was a bell on a string, like a big old, and it doubled if there was an emergency in town, you also rang the bell, kept ringing it.
Really?
Yeah, so if it kept ringing for ages and ages, it meant there was some sort of emergency in the village.
Wow.
My best mate, first day of school, pretended he wanted to go to the toilet. He'd been eyeing off the bell and he just rang it and had to go. He was swinging off it because it was on a high pole and had to go get him down.
What a fun guy.
He is a fun guy.
He didn't die, obviously.
No, of course
still
not.
Alive.
Jade.
What? It was a risk taker, obviously.
Put the phone down.
Oh. You're so addicted to that phone.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but not engaged.
I am engaged.
What
he was a rebel.
Just say?
He said his mate used to hang up on the flagpole and... Wrong. You got me. You got me.
Put your phone down.
Could you hand it over?
If I get killed, it's your fault.
All right, let's stop. Let's get...
Look, guys, enjoy the podcast. And hey, play amongst us because you never know. You might play me and my username is Jade. So you'll know it's
Jade. The only Jade.
I think so. I've only ever come across one other Jade and she was Jade 1.
So, wow, that's fancy.
Yeah. So
good. Okay. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye.
See ya. Oh, and please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Kindly.
Yes, much appreciated.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yes, it's here. Hey, guys, how are we?
Good morning.
Great that it's Friday.
I know.
We're feeling good. Plans for the weekend?
Yes, actually.
Yes.
Had a moment of delusion, and then I was like, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm helping my sister-in-law move.
That sounds like not fun.
Yeah, no, but it'll be all right. We'll see how we go. More hands make light work, so the more of us that help in the family, the quicker it'll be.
Oh, that's good.
You're like a regular Brady Bunch, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah, we are. I've got actually my parents visiting tonight for dinner.
Oh, very nice.
So I'm going to try making creme brulee today.
Oh, you've done that before.
Yeah, well, it's tricky.
You've
to
made
get it right.
Three. You've made it. That'll. This will be the third time this year. You've made it twice.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
You've been seeing your parents a lot lately.
Yeah. Kruger. Well, since before, like during lockdown, they were like locked away in the farm with like visiting no one.
Kruger
yeah.
was so delivering their groceries. You
so
good
now
son.
They're like. So now they like want to get out and do like just minimal stuff that they can. You know.
Mm. Oh, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm working. It's, you know, always a treat. Hamish, you are dressed very colourfully
yes.
today.
Yes.
Mm.
The Richmond Tigers,
yes,
grand final.
Resplendent in yellow today. So AFL grand final tomorrow. Go the Tigers. And, of course, Sunday is the NRL grand final.
Yeah, go the Panthers.
Which Jade is very excited about.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I can't wait. Is it what a weekend? Footy, sport.
Are you going to watch both, Jade?
I'll flick the AFL in between the move.
I have a surprise for you, Hamish.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yeah, actually, a nice anthem.
The best. You've got to hold it.
Risking head and shin.
Risking head and shin.
Wow.
Other parts of the body will not risk.
And this is where everyone goes nuts. Everyone continues. Fast forward. Hang on. Just one.
You know what?
Hang on.
Okay.
Yellow and black go with what? Okay. Hopefully they'll win so you can watch them, like the crowd sing the anthem. Because when it gets to yellow and black, everyone just goes,
you know
nuts.
What? That's the best bit about a grand final. Like the fans.
Yeah.
And it's just a moment. I get goosebumps. I don't care if I'm following soccer or, I don't know, UFC, whatever it is, when your champions are in the ring for the grand final.
Good atmosphere.
Yeah.
That is one thing the NRL needs to do. Anthems, songs, team songs at the end of games.
Yeah.
There's nothing like watching an AFL game.
I agree.
Team song plays at the end.
Just,
anyway,
true. Just listening just to that thought. To that Tigerland anthem.
It's Tigerland.
Well, the music, just the music part, feels a bit Monty Python-esque.
You should listen to some of the other team's songs. They're equally, just so awful. But you love them.
Change the lyrics to Korean. It's kind of sounds like a bit of a North Korean thing.
It's got a lot of trumpets and...
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised they went Tiger Land and not Tiger Man. It makes more sense. I'm a Tiger Man.
No. We're from Tiger Land. It's the tribe.
Yeah, Jade.
Yeah. Right. Anyway. Off track.
Well, good luck, Hamish.
Yeah, good
Thank
luck.
You.
Congratulations.
Well, I'm not playing, but
I know,
good
but
luck to my team. Yeah,
hopefully they win.
Yeah.
Guys, Sacha Baron Cohen's got a new movie out. I think it's out. Is it out today?
Today.
Yeah. And it comes out on Amazon, I think, is the streaming service. Anyway, Trump's personal lawyer and former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, right? Very famous guy over there, was mayor of New York for ages.
Mm.
Possibly caught in quite a compromising situation in this new Sacha Baron Cohen film.
It's the new Borat film, yeah.
Yeah, the new Borat film. You can imagine what Borat gets up to. We've got to talk about this because Rudy Giuliani, a little on the rude side. Let's just say that.
Jay, Maddie and Greaser, the Novos.
All right, we've got to... Jesus. We're going to talk about Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
So he's former mayor of New York.
Yes.
Was for years and years and years.
So he was mayor of New York when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, and
he's very famous.
Yeah, exactly. He did a lot of work there. Anyway, he's now also Trump's personal lawyer. Right.
So
he does big jobs, important jobs, you might say. He's been caught up in a bit of a scandal here because in Borat's new film, a.k.a. Sacha Baron Cohen, what happens is Sacha Baron Cohen's character Borat employs his daughter, which is not really his daughter, fake daughter who's just an actress, to go and interview Rudy Giuliani,
mm-hmm.
right? The interview is for a fake news program, right? It's just made up out of nowhere. And then after the interview, like the daughter, the fake daughter, whatever, suggests they go back to a hotel room, at which point, and this is in Rudy Giuliani's words, I leant back on the bed and adjusted my belt and tucked in my shirt.
Yes. So this picture, oh my God, you do not want to see Rudy Giuliani with his hands down his pants.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
But hang on for the next bit.
Yeah, okay.
Borat then runs into the room and says, "She's 15. She's too old for you."
Well, it is a mockumentary.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. She's not, obviously, that's one, illegal, but it's funny because it's Borat. But.
Hey, Jade, I'm just going to swing this computer around. Now, looking at that picture, does that look like a man that's just tucking his shirt in?
Who cares?
Answer. Do you reckon? What are your thoughts?
It looks like he's
having a great time.
Adjusting his
junk his in
Johnson,
his pants.
Basically.
Adjusting.
But does it? I don't understand why it's news. Like,
no, I'm sorry. Even if this sticks, the story that he was tucking his shirt in, if you're someone like Rudy Giuliani, in doing an interview with a young journalist,
would you just really, starting out in the business,
would you not just duck into the bathroom and fix your shirt? Or why would you lie back on the bed?
Around the team, right?
Yeah.
You've got a shirt that you need to tuck in.
Yeah.
Do you just poke it? Do you just stand up and tuck it in? Or do you lay on your back?
It's so bizarre.
On a bed and tuck it in.
You know what? I know what you're saying, but I just don't, he's just been stitched up.
I'm surprised he can get it working.
Well, maybe he's given a real good go at the moment by the looks of that.
Poor Rudy.
Imagine like he's meeting some other young person around in his job.
76 years old,
powerful person around town.
Well, then you know what? She shouldn't give it up. He's obviously, you know what? It takes two to tango. It just infuriates me when I hear people like, go,
Rudy Giuliani.
Who cares?
It's inappropriate.
If there's another person who's going, come on, flirting and whatever, of course, when you get in the signs, you're going to be like, all right, let's go. Well, if you're attracted to someone, you're not going to say no, are you?
In his position of power, he should be saying no.
I agree. I absolutely agree. So, Jay, looking at a picture of Rudy.
Yeah.
I know you like a rich, powerful man.
In a suit. Put him in the red
tie.
He's
a man like anyone else. It doesn't matter what job you do. I'm still sticking to it takes two to tango.
All right.
You don't flirt.
Well, there's...
And then go,
Borat's new movie out today.
I can't wait.
It's going to be good.
To see it. I can't wait.
Very good. Lads versus Lasses up next, Jack.
Yes. Okay. I'm looking forward to this. This is where the men and the women go head to head in our Battle of the Sexes game.
Yep.
We ask the lads female based questions. We ask the females male based questions, I should say. So if you want to play 131009, make us proud, ladies. We're ahead at the moment on 24. The lads are on 23. Let's get a good streak ahead for the next week.
Yes, on offer, an $80 Stacks voucher, the last one for the week, guys, at the Mets Club. So if you want a free feed, give us a call right now.
Maddie and Greaser, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
131009, we still need a lady to play lads versus lasses. This is where it's basically Battle of the Sexes. So we'll ask you if you're the female, male-based questions, and we ask the guys female-based questions. Whoever wins gets a prize, but more importantly, you get a gold star for your sex on our tally board. The ladies are ahead on 24, the guys are on 23. 131009 if you'd like to play, ladies.
Excellent. Let's meet Sean. He likes Borat spearfishing on the weekend and wants to go on a Gold Coast holiday as soon as it opens. Good morning, Sean. Hello, Sean.
Sean.
Hey,
there he is. How are you, man?
Hey, how you guys going?
Oh, good. Doing good, man. You sound like an interesting guy. You love Borat and spearfishing and want to go on the Gold Coast. You sound like a fun time.
Yeah, well, so my friend, my best mate, lives up the Goldie, and so I haven't been able to go and see him for a while because of this coronavirus. So I said, as soon as the borders open, I'll be straight there, you know, we'll have a good weekend and everything.
Yeah, that's beautiful. What that's what it's about, mate. That's what it's about. Where are you from?
I'm from Killarney Vale.
Yeah, nice one, man. All right, well, let's do this. We need you to defend the lad's honour this morning. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go, here we go. Question number one. True or false, Sean, Kylie Minogue has a line of fragrances?
Yeah, fragrance. I would say that was true.
That is correct.
One point. One point on the board.
Question number two. Which Kardashian or Jenner was just interviewed on David Letterman's talk show on Netflix?
This would have to be an absolute yes. I don't know, but I'm just going to say Kylie.
Nah. Kim Kardashian. Question number three for you, Sean. Who is John Legend married to?
Yes, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, good work, man. Two out of three.
Very good, man. Hold the line. We do have a challenger this morning, and it's Mel.
Oh. Hey, Mel. Hi. How are you doing? Mel is on the way to the gym and is a greyhound racer. Now, that is an interesting job, Mel.
Yeah, my husband is. I'm a helper.
Okay. How many dish lickers do you have living at your house?
We've got about 17 racing and two retired ones that are out
there. Wow.
That's incredible.
That must be a big dog food bill.
It sure is. Very big.
Like, how many kilos of meat are you getting through? In a week?
Well, in a day, you're going through about 4 kilos. Probably about five a day. They take about 600 grams each a day,
At least 30, 40 kilos a week. Yes. Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Mel, is that your husband's full-time job?
Yes.
That's incredible. Awesome.
Yeah, he was a tiler, and then we moved up to Wren Hill on 5 acres of property, and that was his dream to do the greyhound. So he's been doing that for 5 years now.
Oh, good stuff.
Good on you. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the questions.
Okay.
Number one, what is the purpose of a tourneau cover?
Is that to do with your breaking your bone?
No. It's to cover the back of a ute.
Oh.
All right. Question number two. How many movies has Arnold Schwarzenegger been in? Is it A, less than 20, B, more than 100, C, more than 190, or D, between 50 and 80?
A.
No, unfortunately not. Between 50 and 80.
That was a hard one.
Oh, my God.
There's too many numbers there, Mel.
Oh, don't blame the questions. All right, we got one more question for you.
Yeah.
Which is the higher rank in the Australian Army? Is it A, Major General, B, General, or C, Captain?
A.
No, unfortunately not.
Sorry, Mel.
Clean, bye. Sweet. Goose eggs.
Good luck with your greyhounds.
Hey, Sean. You won, brother. It's all yours, man.
Good on you, man.
Yeah. I love your enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Up there, please. Thank you.
Get it up there, which means...
I love that gold, man. I love that gold. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, what a legend, Shawnee. Thanks for calling, man. Call anytime. I love Sean.
So do I.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jay, Maddie and Creepo.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So we had a listener call our show yesterday who had a South African accent, and when she hung up, we all got talking. We were like, you know what? The South African accent's quite sexy. We all liked it.
Well, it's more the two of you.
You're not into the
I don't mind South African accent. It's a cool accent, but I'm not going, that's a sexy accent.
So what accent do you find sexy?
A sort of like, you know, like South American type accents, quite sexy.
Oh, what? You want to lasso? I can't do the South American. That was terrible.
Is that Southern American?
Yeah, that's very different.
What's that? What's Southern American? Like what, Brazilian or something?
Yeah, South American. Yeah, like something like that.
Oh.
Like Spanish.
Oh, Espanol. Yeah, righto.
What so, about you, Joe? Are you like the South African?
Well, I like multiple. French, Italian. What else do I really like? French and Italian are probably the
top ones for you.
Mine's British.
Yeah?
I love a British accent.
Sorry, British is up there as well.
You can't have them all.
You can't have them all.
Very greedy, Jade is.
An English accent, beautiful sound.
Yeah, and you know what? The more, like, I don't like the posh accent, you know, like the like Prince Charles and whatever.
No,
yeah.
I love the chav British accent.
Oh, yeah. Hello, mate. You want to go down to the pub?
Yeah. Well, maybe not that severe. London,
yeah, there's a lot of accents.
So many.
Look, the list goes on. Zone 13, 1009.
Sorry, I'll be more specific, Hamish. I like a Liverpool accent.
Ah, Liverpoolian.
Yeah. I do love a Liverpool accent.
Come down.
Yeah, or Manchester as well. Yeah. Good.
Come down. So 13, 1009, what accent do you find sexy?
Bit of fun.
Call
this
us
morning.
Up. We'll try and do the accent for
no,
you.
No, I won't doing be that. Doing that.
Oh, well, look, I'll give it a
Jade
go.
Jade will.
But yeah, we want to know what accent do you find sexy? Is there a particular accent which is the sexiest? Maybe we can decide that today.
Oh, I like that.
You know what
I'm
I mean?
Open to that.
Newcastle loves French accents. Who knows?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
What accent do you find sexy?
Sexy and I know it.
Oh, yeah, because, Maddie, you like the Liverpool English accent. Creepo's into the Spanish. I'm into by almost every single one. German, though, not so much.
Yeah, right. So that's the only one that's not floating.
Yeah, Ben's mum actually speaks fluent Finnish, because Ben's half Finnish, for those who don't know. I don't really find the Finnish accent
no,
sexy.
No, it's not. It's quite intense.
Mm.
It's a lot of that happening, right?
Yeah, I'm not really into that one. But, you know, otherwise, there's a lot out there. I really like the French, the Italian.
The German accent also, not very, I agree with that, not very sexy.
No,
I mean,
it's very
Germans are very sexy.
They are sexy.
But the accent, no good.
Yeah, it's a lot of sexy jawlines, the Germans.
Ooh.
Yeah, anyway.
Let's go to the phones.
13, 1009, what accent do you find sexy? Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Hello. Is this Coach Tony?
Is it Coach Tony?
All right.
G'day, Coach Tony.
Hey, neighbour.
I don't know if I'm going to look at you the same way at pickleball knowing this, but what accent do you find sexy?
I'm a bit like yourself. I find a lot of accents sexy.
Mm.
You've got the European ones that are all quite sophisticated, like the French and Italian. But I'm sort of drawn to the more fun accents like the Scottish or the Irish. The Irish is quite fun, and you know, and I think there's just something about an accent that makes it sort of is engaging, you know what I mean? So you can be attracted to someone, but if they've got an accent, it's just like
it's a couple plus a couple of points.
So Tony, okay, now you say this. So let's say you meet a woman and she's as big as a fridge, but she has a really nice Irish accent. That sounds really sexy. Are you getting with her?
Well, I think, it does. Accents really do get me. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Tony, good. No discrimination. I like that.
I'll tell you one story, just real quickly. And, you know, I was looking for houses.
Yeah. Tony lives near me now, just down the road.
Yeah, your neighbours. Yeah.
Neighbours.
Yep, we are. Good neighbourhood. When I was looking for houses, this one real estate lady, and she was a young lady. She was attractive. She was cute. Too young for me, but her accent was half a blend of half Kiwi, half Irish. And I tell you what, if the house was $2,000, she had me, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Tony. Yeah, I'll go to that open house and we can try out the bedroom.
Thank you, Coach Tony.
See how much space there is in here.
Let's go to Kaz. Hey, Kaz, how are you?
Hey,
Good morning, guys. Thanks for waking me up so early for this type of question. But anyway.
Oh, sorry, Kaz.
Sorry, Kaz.
That's all right, darling.
Do you still love us?
What's there not to love about you guys?
Well, we love you. That's why we wanted you on the show, Kaz.
All right, tell us about your favourite accent.
Definitely the Irish and the Scottish. Big turn on accent.
Oh, see, the Irish. Jeez, who would have known?
And I get goosebumps even just, you know,
Just talking about it.
They're big turn on accents for me. And I'm with Tony. God, I'd love to meet Tony. He sounds like a, you know.
He's single, actually. Coach Tony's, I can vouch for him. He's a really, really nice guy.
Well, how about vouching for me? I'm a really hot chicky babe, and I'm really nice.
Hey, Kaz, do you like a man with a long beard?
Oh, has he got a long beard?
Yeah, but it's a sexy beard.
It's like a ringer beard.
I'm not into beards, but he's
Irish.
I'll sell him to you. He's got gorgeous blue eyes. He's fair. He has a long red flowing hair. So he does it in a ponytail. He's very well kept, very well groomed. He's actually appeared on a couple of TV shows.
He's an actor.
He's an actor.
Appeared on a few of your radio shows. So there you go. And I've got short blonde hair and blue eyes. And I get told I'm very attractive. And so there you go. And I'm not just saying that.
Well, Kaz, maybe we can make it happen. Kaz and Tony.
Our very own version of first dates.
Bonding over their love of the Irish accent.
The first COVID dates,
Hey, Kaz, let me tell you.
You guys could have a bit of Baileys together.
We need it.
And a bit of Baileys and Irish cream too,
Maybe.
Go on a date to the Irish pub on Beaumont Street.
Maybe, Kaz, it was worth getting up for. You might have found love. Producer Jackson will get your details and we'll hook this up.
Let's try and organise that.
Thank you, Kaz.
That'd be great.
Oh, imagine that. You know what role play they'll be doing if it ever goes down that road.
That segment was like a car driving down an icy road. It's just like, ooh, where's it going next?
We've got a new thing, first dates love on that. The show next.
Hey, guys, up next, big news. We're going to Narrabeen. Narrabeen Woolies, in fact. Oh. They've had a few visitors.
Have they?
In the fruit and veg section. I'm disgusted by it. So many people are like, these animals that have entered Woolies at Narrabeen, they're so cute. I'm like, get them away from the food. I'm going to tell you what animal it was next.
Jay, Maddie and
Griso, the Novos. Right now it's time for I Can't Believe It. Yeah, thanks for that, Jade. I love that humming.
Accompanying
off to Narrabeen Woolies, guys, which is on the northern beaches in Sydney.
Yeah.
So a couple of furry friends have entered the store and were running wild in the fruit and veg section. Two possums.
In a Woolworths.
Aww. In a Woolworths. So basically, you know when you go and, like, you know, you're looking at your tomatoes and stuff and
there's all those big piles of fruit and veg. Yeah.
Absolutely. So at the back of it, right, there's like this little shelf on the, like, the racking.
Yeah.
So these two possums were just, like, chill banging on this little shelf and, like, rummaging through all the cucumbers and tomatoes at the Woolies store. I am so shocked by this story, not that they were in there, but more so with the human reaction to this, because possums are filthy creatures.
Mm.
Possums are not cute little furry animals. They're horrible things.
They are cute to look at.
They are horrible things. People online are like, oh, these animals, they're amazing. They were so cute. We moved them out of the store. We hope they live a lovely life. Get over it.
What's your issue with possums?
Imagine if I got chased by one. That they are. They're not good. But imagine if that were a couple of rats running through the fruit and veg aisle at Woolworths. Do you think it would be saying how cute it is? I don't think so.
Like, look, I don't have anything against possums if I see one. I do think they look cute, but I don't want them fingering pomegranates or whatever, you know? Like, you don't want them, like, gnawing on your cucumber and then you eat it.
So, the story reads, our team followed protocol and safely caught and moved the animals outdoor without harm. First question.
Yeah.
Who knew there was a protocol at Woolworths for removing possums from the store?
And also, which 17-year-old pimply-faced guy has been trying to do it?
The possum's hissing at the poor kid as he approaches.
You know what? They'll be back. You know, once a possum knows a food source, very difficult to get rid of unless you actually move the whole family to, like, another area.
And they're like squatters.
Yeah, they are. The worst kind of squatter.
A spokesperson for the store said the small amounts of vegetables the possums came in contact with were removed from shelves immediately and will be donated as feed for local livestock. I call BS on that. They're straight in the dumpster out the back.
Yeah, most likely.
Just wash it off.
Yeah, they probably resold them.
You know what? That's my theory. Like, if you're cooking something, you're not going to get diseases. That's how I look at it. Some people don't cook tomatoes and cucumbers. Give them a good wash.
Okay.
You're supposed to.
This is coming from the girl who only yesterday...
What do I say now?
Whinging in this studio about people that touch fruit and veg at the stores and how disgusting it is.
I didn't say that.
Do you remember that conversation?
No, really. I didn't. I think you're just creating a fabrication.
I'll find that, Jade. Yeah. You always do this.
No, I don't.
You're the forgetful one. You did say that. Oh. Anyway, I'm not going to have an argument over it.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novo.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Now, all you people out there with kids in the car, I want you to turn around and look at them safely and just think to yourself, you know, they might be naughty sometimes, but they are not that bad.
Mm.
I've got a story from the States for you. An 11-year-old boy has jigged school and decided to steal the school bus.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
It's one of those really big yellow American school buses as well.
They are cool.
They are cool. Anyway.
Trust you to take that out of it.
He's led police on a chase for over an hour before crashing into a tree, three poles, and rupturing a gas line in front of an old woman's house. Police say he was so short, he had to stand up to drive the school bus.
Stuntman in the making, but really naughty.
He's also seen giving the middle finger to police as they drove up alongside the bus.
What a terror.
Yeah.
He needs to see a psychologist.
What a naughty kid.
Oh, like, what a little terror. Imagine being the parent of that child.
Oh,
like,
my
what would
God.
You say when the police knock on your door? Yeah, ma'am, your 11-year-old son has stolen a school bus.
My mum would keel over after chasing me with the wooden spoon.
You just collapse.
There's a video online, and it also showed the boy having a difficulty at a traffic circle where he ran over several curbs.
Well, difficult to drive a school bus for a professional, let alone an 11-year-old.
What we thought we'd do this morning, 13:10:09. When did the kids steal the car? You know, they might be 15, 14, you know.
Light and bright.
We don't want any bad stories.
No.
But when did they run wild
and take
did something they shouldn't have?
Maybe.
In a paddock basher.
Absolutely. Those types of driveway incidents.
Or maybe it was you when you were a kid. Did you take the car out when you weren't meant to?
When I was 15 years old,
yeah,
I drove around my house. But before I had my license, my L's.
You still don't.
Now.
I know. No, but like, we lived on like land, but my mum was so protective of the car.
Of course.
Oh, poor like, Sue. You
know, yeah. Running wild. Anyway, 13:10:09, when did you steal the car?
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
We're asking you, when did your kids, or maybe you were the kid, take off in your parents' car? Yeah, after this 11-year-old boy over in the States ran off with a school bus. An extreme example.
Yeah, terrible stuff. I mean, this, and we don't, you know, encourage any of this behaviour.
Well, obviously.
But sometimes kids do dumb stuff.
Absolutely.
They do, yeah. Remain anonymous if you want to call up.
We do have some anonymous that's hit us up on our Facebook page. He says, my son was 12 and took his friends to the beach for the day whilst I was sleeping.
Oh, my God.
He totally ruined the gearbox of my brand-new car. Ended up costing $7,000.
Oh, The kid's going to be paying for that for years.
Yes, you'd make him pay.
Give your Dolomites book back, guys.
It's game over.
No money for you.
My next door neighbour, Nicole, Nikki, we grew up and they're next door together for years and years. And there was a Caltex probably... Honestly, probably would have been like maybe a 4-minute drive away.
Mm.
And one day she got lazy and she was like, oh, do you want to ride down to the servo? I said, no, I can't be bothered. I'll be right. She's like, oh, but I really want a white Magnum. And I was just like, no, nah, I'll just go. Like, I'm happy to stay here. I can't be bothered. It was a really hot day.
Mm.
And she's like, she's like, dad's like out the back on the lawnmower. She's like, oh, I'll just get the car. And mum was at work. And I was like, nah, Nikki, I don't want to go. And she was like, oh, which one do you want? I said, oh, Almond. Because it was one of those deals and they had like the 2 for $6.
So she drove down to the shop.
Yeah, she drove down to the shop and she came back.
Got caught?
No,
right?
Because John, Mr. Deegan, John, he was like down the back. Like we grew up on a couple of acres. So he was like right down like the back paddock.
Doing something.
Yeah, like on the ride on. Like it takes a long time, you know, to like mow
a
good couple of acres. Yeah.
Zip down the shops and back.
I did not participate. And then I was like, oh, I'll just be like in here. I was watching
Jade?
I was watching The Little Rascals.
You know what?
Remember that movie?
You know what?
Yeah.
That story's just too manicured and perfect. You were so involved.
No,
in
I didn't. You know why?
Please
because no,
give
my
me
mum
a break.
works at the courthouse.
In, that doesn't matter.
No, my mum put the fear into me. Like I would be I wouldn't be here if I engaged in that sort of recklessness.
I'm pretty sure an Almond Magnum counts as the proceeds of crime.
An Almond Magnum. I swear to God, because mum, honestly, she'd always say, oh, you know, you don't see the people that come into this court. If either of you, I ever catch you in here, there'll be hell to pay.
How old were you again?
I would have been 12. We would have been about 12.
Year 7.
Yeah, year 7. That's when your rebel years really kick in.
I was probably a similar age.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit older, actually. Maybe around the 14, 15 age.
Yeah.
And I went to visit a friend out like really far out in the country, like we're talking rural New South Wales, and he said, oh, there's a party on at a neighbor house. And I'm thinking like a kilometer down the road. He's like, we'll drive. And I was like, okay. So his parents let him, and we got it. Like, I think he is on his L's, but out there, like, people just drive around on these country roads. So we drove there. And honestly, there was probably, like, 20 kids who turned up to this party. They all drove.
Really?
All in, these old paddock bashes and utes and stuff. I was like, that was a real eye-opener.
Different times.
Yeah, you're
right.
You
know what I mean?
Different times.
I know you think back. I don't condone that. Kids never do it.
Nah.
But the thing is, I don't know. I think we were smarter back then.
Oh, no. I think it's the other way.
You know what? Only in the country, though.
Yeah,
that happened.
And looking back on it, how stupid! Just get a lift from the parents.
Yeah,
you know, like how stupid.
That's so true. Hey, what's the gossip next with Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning. Jennifer Lawrence has opened up about that 2013 incident where she fell up the Oscars stairs.
Oh yes,
she was criticised and called a liar.
Yeah, everyone said it was fake.
Yeah, she was hurt by that. I'll play you the audio. Also, too, some issues on SAS Australia. People are calling this show out left, right, and center, and there's big problems possibly for Chappelle Corby.
Okay.
I wanted to hear about that. Jay, Maddie, and Creepo,
the Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Boss, the Goss.
This is where we get to the latest goss out of Hollywood with producer Jackson.
Yeah, and at home, because SAS, of course, Australia, is sending all these celebrities and they're doing like these wartime training thing. Are any of you watching it?
No.
So I've caught a little bit of it. It was a huge show in the UK for years, and I've actually seen some of those seasons before. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's really good. So first off, the drama kicked off early this week. We spoke about Roxy Jasenko, and she revealed that Candace Warner, after this, actually fired her as her PR representative because they had that fight where Candace Warner punched Roxy in the face.
Yeah.
The same fight, the Honey Badger punched AFL player Sabrina Frederick. Guy Sebastian spoke out about that and said that it's disgusting and it shouldn't be aired on TV. Now they're saying that Chappelle Corby is not going to profit from this show because if she takes the estimated salary of $150,000, the courts will actually take it off of her because it's benefiting from proceeds of crime.
How is it benefiting from proceeds of crime when it's got nothing to do with that?
Well, essentially they're saying because of the fact that she was a convicted drug smuggler, that's the basis for her profile within Australia, which is why she's getting the job.
So can she never work in this country again?
Well, no, not in media.
Yeah, so it's very confusing because, like, I don't know how it works. Like, she did that big book deal, but apparently she's not getting paid. Channel 7's refused to say that they've paid her, so
they'd be paying her sister.
She's done her time.
Yeah, 100%.
I honestly do believe that. She's done her time. And also, at the end of the day, I watched Channel 7 put her on Sunrise and absolutely grill her over what happened. Now, if this, with this coming to light, if she's not getting paid for this, what is she getting out of it? Honestly. Like, well, why give her a hard time?
She said it was like a spiritual experience. She wanted to, like, get her, use it as a challenge, basically, to get it out of the house.
Well, haven't they put that cocaine Cassie girl in there now? In the SAS show?
I did hear a rumour about that, but I'm not watching it, so I wouldn't be able to tell you yes or no.
Is she back in Australia now?
Yeah.
Wow, I missed that. She snuck in, didn't she?
Yeah, apparently that's the rumour that
she's going to be replaced.
Yeah, I did hear that. Can I just talk about Sunrise very quickly? Because, of course, Chappelle Corby did appear on there.
Yeah.
Why is Sam Armitage so hostile towards interview guests? Does anyone else think that? Or is that just me that thinks that Sam Armitage is a little bit hostile to begin with? She's very, like, aggressive.
But you know what? Thinking about, like, media, you always need to have, like, she'd be told, okay, someone has to be the bad guy here.
That would
someone
be my
needs
theory.
To push the guest, push the interview. So someone's got to be the good guy, someone's got to be the bad guy because it makes good television.
You know what? I got totally duped by that story about cocaine Cassie.
Did you?
This is a fake.
This is like a patoot advocate.
Yeah, she's not going in there. She was actually caught with drugs in their headphones.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, moving on to Jennifer Lawrence. So in 2013, she fell up the Oscars stairs when she got Best Actress for Silver Linings Playbook. Yeah, so I don't know why all these years later she's talking about it, but apparently she's just gotten over how horrific it was because a lot of people accused her of faking it because she was falling over a lot on the red carpets. Anderson Cooper, who's like that big media commentator over in the States, he criticised her and she thought they were friends. She's opened up about confronting him at a party about the fact that he basically started this rumor that she's a liar.
It was so devastating because it was this horrific humiliation to me that, like, took away, like, I don't know if I'll ever have a chance to give a speech like that again. I saw him at a Christmas party and I let him know. My friend told me that a vein was bulging out of my neck, but he apologized. And I think we're good friends now.
Is it really that big of a deal that she fell up the stairs, that she's so traumatized for 10 years later?
Yeah, exactly. Also, why is she recording that in, like, a pantry?
There was bad.
You know, someone of her stature surely could, like, work out how to record something. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. It would have been horrific, though, experience having. But, like, having the world media turn on you saying, and you, every magazine, every newspaper, every internet headline, Jennifer Lawrence, like, fakes falling over. It's embarrassing. Like,
a little bit.
And you think everyone hates you. Yeah, you do, because you're a, you know, a la-di-da man. But for those who...
What's a la-di-da man?
Well, you just go with the flow.
I just find it interesting that she's embarrassed about that, but not her terrible acting ability. Yeah. I know that she scored an Oscar for Best Actress, but how that happened is beyond me.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos, across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, next year, apparently, there's going to be some major changes to what we eat.
Really? Next year?
Yeah.
Like
so
what?
There's this thing out by Thrillist. They do a food trend list, and they've been predicting some of the biggest food trends over the past, like, 10 years or so.
Really? So just, like, random foods we haven't tried before?
Yeah,
or?
Exactly.
So peanut butter and jam.
Definitely not on the list. Right, so remember like the Asahi bowls and stuff like that. They've predicted a lot of those.
Yeah,
so they
right.
really nail it. And some of these, they seem totally wacky, but when you have a think about it, I reckon we might be on board with some of these.
This
right?
could be very helpful because, you know, Asahi bowls are very expensive.
Mm. So what are they for someone like me who doesn't know?
Like a kind of seed kind of thing that they made into like a healthy breakfast bowl. Not my cup of tea.
So like
the little
food.
Black balls.
Guinea pig food. No,
they're, yeah, they're
like little blacky, like black. They almost look like caviar.
Yeah, something like that.
A small version of caviar.
Right.
It's just like a seed, and you
Jade's
have some
got
fruit.
A face screwed up. Nah. Like she just smelled a poo.
Who's look, get eating it, that?
Get them while it's cheap, though. Now,
exactly. Get in on these food trends, or maybe you run a cafe. You might want to investigate some of this. All right, one example.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is going to be huge next year. Veggie jerky.
I can see that.
Oh.
How delicious.
The vegans and the vegetarians will be all over it.
Some of these are pretty weird, though. We'll get into it next.
Okay.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Crevo's got the top food trends of 2021.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
All right, so there's a forecast out now about what's going to be the big food trends of next year. Obviously, every year new food trends come out. Mm-hmm. You see these things start popping up on your cafe menu. You're going, what's that next thing? There's cronuts everywhere, right? So
they are delicious.
The first one that's going to be huge, they reckon, next year is coffee beyond the mug. Now, what this means is you're not going to be getting your coffee fix only from like a regular cup of coffee.
Okay.
They're going to start jamming it in everywhere, right? So the sorts of places you're going to start getting things is coffee-flavoured bars, like muesli bars and stuff. They're all going to be getting coffee in them and a bit of caffeine infused in
them. I'm okay with that.
No.
It's energy upon energy upon
you
energy.
You know what? There's nothing worse than a coffee-flavoured snack.
That is, oh, beautiful.
You're not into
it? Oh, no.
When you said that, right, I was thinking of the classic jam-filled donut. Mm. I was thinking a nice
coffee cream
inside a donut. Oh.
Right up your alley.
That sounds amazing.
What about the coffee, chocolate-covered coffee beans? Are you guys into them?
No.
I'll nibble them.
Yeah? Have a couple here and there.
A bit bitter. I have a sweet tooth, but I will eat it. If it was the last thing at a party, I'd still go there.
Okay. All right. So other things they reckon they're going to be putting coffee into. Coffee yogurt. Coffee booze is going to be more of that. And they think even smoothies as well. Going to be a big trend next year.
Interesting. Well, McDonald's did release their coffee flavored thick shake.
There we go.
This year.
It's already started.
Delicious.
I'm telling you. And the cold brew is going to be growing as well.
See,
have you guys
I love
seen
cold brew.
The Japanese cans that have started getting into all the like 7-Elevens and stuff like that.
I'm so surprised that hasn't taken off sooner. Now, if I won the lotto, that's what I would have been importing
Do you know what?
5 years ago.
So, company did try this. I think Dare released a cold-pressed coffee in like a can-type packaging about like 4 years ago, but the packaging kept exploding. So then they take it off the market.
Well,
no more
now
of that.
Now they're back.
That they are. The other things that they think are going to be big, and I did mention this before the break, is more jerky but fruit and veg ones.
I'm into that.
Which, you think about it, it's actually been around for a while. Do you remember like the fruit straps and stuff like that? It was big, but they're going to be marketing it towards adults. So you're going to be seeing all over your Instagram feed, like influencers and
banana
stuff.
Banana jerky.
Stupid.
Munching down on basically new brands of fruit straps.
That's
Let's face it.
There's already, like you said, the dried apricots, dried bananas, dried cranberries. What do you need a fruit strap for?
They're going to be charging $8 for it, and it's going to be in packaging. packaging that you can eat down at Merriweather and feel cool.
And you know what?
That's the difference.
Packed full of sugar.
So true. Well, you don't know that yet.
Oh, it will be.
Most likely.
It'll be like the adult version of a roll-up.
Yeah.
All right. So the other thing they're going to be trying to do is this is another food trend, is tackle anxiety, right? And the way they're going to do that is two ways. The first one is by selling like really fatty and sugary foods and just pumping up the sugar and fat, because certain people like are attracted to those foods.
Mm.
You know, when they're anxious in lockdown or whatever, they're going to be gravitated. So think about like your king size chocolate bars. They're going to be making them even bigger because people are just going to buy.
Come on, Australia, don't do that.
Right,
and we're then already obese as a nation.
The other way they're going to try and fix this is by like more calming foods. So I don't know if you guys remember on the show we talked about Pepsi. They're bringing out this thing called Driftwell.
Yes,
right, which is like
a sleep aid,
a soft drink that calms you down.
Mm.
You know what? I'm sort of into that. Because I feel like a lot of these things do pump you up and give you too much energy, and a bit of green tea in stuff. Well, they'll just be putting green tea in everything.
It's all the caffeine we're going to be drinking.
Well, that's true. So there's going to be things like waters and other snacks and like bars and stuff that are all going to be designed to calm you down.
That's cool.
So that's that wraps up the top three food trends coming for 2021.
There you go, Jade. Coffee.
That excites me.
Coffee and everything.
Nothing beats the cronut in that list, though.
Probably
some fruit
not.
Fruit jerky.
The cronut, though, came out of nowhere.
What's
you know?
A cronut?
It's like a cross between a croissant
and a donut.
And it was usually filled with delicious flavors. It's so good.
I've never had a cronut. This is the first time I've heard of a cronut.
It was a big trend about 4 years ago.
Yeah, I missed that.
I was trying
to lose weight for my wedding, so that's why I didn't get on board that.
Table One Espresso at Warners Bay.
The best
cronuts.
There you go.
Delicious. $7.50 with the Novos. I love it. I'll load it up next, Jade.
Yes, and I'm talking Antiques Roadshow because some naughty, client on the show has tried to sell something that turns out was stolen.
Okay.
This is interesting.
Okay.
Takes my attention.
Doing that next at the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
It's Love It or Loathe It right now on 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where I get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. This morning, it is Antiques Roadshow.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Love
loathe
that show.
It. Loathe it.
Why?
Awesome show. I used to love it, and then you guys made me hate it because you talk about antiques so much.
Nothing wrong with it. One of the greatest parts about that show is when some doddery old man brings in like a painting, and he's like, my great-grandfather gave me this painting.
Yeah.
And they're like, your parents lied to you. It's 50 years old. It's worth £10.
Oh, and you're like, it's sad when that happens.
I find it hilarious.
I get so excited because I'm like the client on the show and I'm standing there and, I imagine I'm standing there with them.
It's yours. You imagine that's
mine.
Yours.
Yes. And I'm hanging on every word and then they do that and it's just like, it's worth nothing. It's priceless.
It's actually, I know you'd never sell it. That's the first line.
Yeah.
Which is lucky because it's worth nothing.
But it's a beautiful
It's lovely. You'll keep it in your family forever anyway, won't you?
It's a great show. It's honestly probably one of my favourite TV shows.
I do love British television.
There we go.
It's very cheeky.
Yeah.
I do like it.
And you love a British accent. But I bring this up because a shameless British man is being ridiculed for going on Antiques Roadshow to sell a Banksy, admitting he actually ripped it off a public wall. So obviously, for those who don't know Banksy, he's like a... what's the best way to describe him?
Street artist.
He's a street artist but no one actually knows who he is.
Yeah, he's a mystery man.
He's a mystery man, and his paintings will sell for what? A good couple million.
Yeah, well, one recently sold for in the millions, and then he instantly destroyed it by having like a shredder underneath it. He's known for these types of stunts.
Yeah,
and also getting his art everywhere.
But his work's amazing.
It is quite eye-catching.
And so he'll go around and he'll, do a lot of street art, just because he wants people to enjoy it. And occasionally he'll do a piece where a big, fat, rich person will buy.
It's a picture of a rat.
It is. Yeah. So basically, right, the artwork that this guy went on to sell, it's a rat holding onto a power drill.
And a jackhammer thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and he found it on the wall at Brighton Seafront, and basically he said it looked loose. I went over and pulled it off, he admitted whilst laughing, and he said all it took was a little bit of a tug. And so basically he was told it would have fetched at least $25,000.
Wow.
But it's now worthless because Banksy has refused to authenticate it, because anyone who rips off any of his art from a public space where he's gone and put his art on, he won't admit to it, because that's not its intended purpose. So good on Banksy that he does that.
Well, this is, worthless, I'm sorry.
Worth zero, my favourite type of segment.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Nothing makes me feel better than a nice cup of hot Joe.
Also coffee.
Mm. Well, that's a nickname for coffee, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's true. Cup of Joe.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Those guys, lovely people. Treat your employees to a Friday morning treat. Stop being a bum of a boss and just drop a pineapple on the table and get them some coffees today.
You know what? I'd be stoked if my workplace just arranged a coffee van to come to my
Wouldn't
place.
It be
I'd
nice?
Pay for my own.
Mm. Nah, the work's got to pay.
Even better if you can do
it. Even
that.
Better. But if not, like even just arranging to have the coffee van come by, that's
pretty
good.
Puts everyone in a good mood, doesn't it?
Really does. It really does. Up next, though, we're talking filming The Birth Crevo.
Yeah, so a bit of a discussion around the team we were having yesterday. Whether filming the birth of your child is trashy or classy. Now, Jade, you're a classy lady, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, you love the queen, you love treasure, you love gold, all of those things. You're a class act,
Thanks.
Right?
Thanks.
And you are planning to, if you ever have a child, to get your mum to hold the camera and do a really good film of it up close and personal.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I was thinking about this when we were chatting about it. I'm all for filming the birth. Because it's something, I know you're doing it. I know you're giving the...
You're living it.
You're birthing the baby. But the thing is, I haven't had a baby yet, so I wouldn't know. But I could only imagine, especially for the first one, there'd just be so much going on. It's a new experience. Mm. You're not really taking in everything you should because you're trying to really get something out. So I think filming the birth of the baby and being able to review it and look and go, oh, that's what happened there and that's what they said then and that's why. I don't know. I just think it would be good to see.
So it's like, for you, it's like if you're a sports person and you're watching back over the big game. You get it videoed and you do a post-game analysis.
It's one of the most precious moments of giving birth to a baby, hearing its cry for the first time.
You want to see
the baby come out because you don't get to see it.
It's so trashy.
I'm undecided. Are you Team Jade? Are you Team Jade and you reckon this is classy?
No,
or are you Team Maddie and you think this is trashy? No good.
I wish my mum filmed my birth so I could see me birth.
Who wants to sit there watching that?
I think a lot of people do.
131009, help me decide. Is this trashy or classy?
I've Googled the pictures. I don't need to watch a video.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
We are asking you if it's trashy or classy to film the birth.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo.
That's right. This is all because we're having a debate behind the scenes yesterday. Jade's like, if I pop out a kid, I want someone there. My mum, I think, is what you
said. I said my mum
because
she takes a good photo.
I want her on the other end of my phone taking a film of the whole thing.
Yeah,
don't stuff it
up. I want to watch it. I want to relive it because I can imagine being in pain, high on the gas, and all the things going on. I want to be able to look back and remember the things that I missed.
Now, you're bringing your light ring along. What else is going on? How are you setting the scene?
No, I'm not bringing any fancy light ring in. Like, that's ridiculous. But I want the birth filmed.
This is so trashy. I mean, this is the home movie taken to the absolute extreme. Nobody ever wants to watch themselves, A, being born, to that happening up close and personal.
I want to see myself get born.
I get it. It's a natural part of life.
100%.
It's a beautiful thing, I'm sure a lot of mothers are saying out there right now.
Of course.
To me, though, I think horror story.
Not to be watched back.
No, not to be watched back.
You know, if I want to watch.
Yeah, but if I wanted to watch, like, a bloody gory movie, wouldn't you watch, you know, A Nightmare on Elm Street or something?
That's how you look at it.
Now, this might surprise you, but I'm undecided. That's why I need your help. 13 10 09.
Can I just say,
keep calling, because the phone's actually really lit up, so just keep trying to get through.
So we put this up on Facebook yesterday, and Revor says, I couldn't care less what people do, but I found it funny that three posts down from this, I found this product. It's a picture of, like, a product in a box. It's called the Birthy Stick. So basically, you prop it up between your legs, it's, and like, you pop your phone in there.
Oh, so it's like a
selfie stick for your legs whilst you're giving birth.
For the lady garden.
Up close and personal.
Great idea. Let's go to Katie this morning.
Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it filming the birth classy or trashy?
I just wanted to give you a different perspective. I actually got PTSD from my child's birth. So having that filmed, if I was to have that filmed, it would be really traumatic.
Terrible idea.
Emergency surgery straight after my daughter's birth, and I couldn't regain my breathing, and it was just a really bad time. There was midwives in there who took some really tasteful, correct angled, when it was a good time during the birth, but then it all went haywire. So to have that filmed, and my husband was sort of waiting to hear if I was going to pull through after the whole event. So to have that filmed, I think, would be horrible.
It's a no from you.
It's a no for you.
It's a red hot no, but just bear in mind, like, yeah, horror story, but also, like, very traumatic. So no,
okay.
100% no.
So, Katie, I agree with you 100%. A tasteful shot is always good.
Totally
think
different.
About a wedding, right? You're not taking pictures of the bride and groom on their first night in bed together. You're taking the classy photos when they're all dressed up that you can look back on with a fond feeling. You don't want to see what happens after.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I can't say I understand because I haven't been through it, and I'm really sorry to hear that you suffered PTSD, Katie. That is very traumatic.
Shocking.
But you think that the person filming would know when to stop, though. So,
hey, Helen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hello, we are doing good. Trashy or classy, filming the birth?
I wouldn't. But same as Katie, I think, you know, for those moments that happen like that, it would be good to have it, but it comes down to everyone's different. You know, if that's what Jade wants, go for it, Jade.
Thank you.
I wouldn't look at you any different.
Get the birthy stick out.
But yeah, it's good if something does happen, you know, that, you know, or even a partner can't be there if it misses it for some reason, like you're being away or something, for your partner. But I think it should be just for, you know, the mother and the father to watch, no one else.
Yeah.
Don't bring it out on the 21st birthday or anything.
Exactly.
Oh, no. It would only be for my partner, my mum. I've let the in-laws, the mother-in-laws in particular,
like
I know.
A home movie night.
Yeah, my mother-in-laws would definitely want to watch it, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, but isn't
that's different because that's your mum, your mother's.
And that's your choice, Jade, and nobody else's choice. That's your decision, and nobody should criticise you if that's what you want to do.
Thanks, Helen.
Thanks, Helen.
Okay.
Thanks, Del. But do you know what, Jade? At the end of the day, it should be a sacred moment between a mother, a father, two mothers, two fathers, and a daughter. Like, do you know what I mean? It should be parents only. I think you need to be there as a parent
in that moment. I
think
you should be plastering it on Facebook.
One more.
Yep.
Joe, trashy or classy? Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I I don't think it's trashy or classy, but like I had a I ended up having to have an emergency seizure. I had a bad reaction to the medication and was throwing up a lot, and the labour didn't continue. So I was so busy trying to be sick that I didn't get to really enjoy anything, and then I ended up passing out. So I missed so much.
Yeah.
And you know, like when he came out with his cord wrapped around his neck, and what wasn't around his neck was in a perfect coil. You know, and to see things like that, would, you know, I got told about it later, but you know, there's no photographic proof of that. There's just stories from nurses and my birthing friend, and you know, like I just missed so much because I was so physically unwell.
So you that, wish you know, filmed it?
I do, because, you know, like, just to see different things, just like, when I can still remember when he came out, and they're like, you know, everyone goes, oh, that first cry, and I was like, I'm going to vomit. Like, I heard him cry and went, great, he's alive, he's here. You know, it was just, I didn't get to enjoy it, because it was just, I was just so physically unwell, and then, it was just crazy. So, you know, I don't think it's classy or trashy, I just think that there's, you know, again, it comes down to personal choice. And that, like I would have loved it to remember the things that I was unable to partake in or remember, or because I was just too busy being sick all the time.
So, Joe, can I just quickly ask you, did you only have the one child or did you end up having another?
I've only had the one so far, and I think I would do it, like I would video if I could have a natural labour.
Yeah.
I would video it because I've always wanted to see a baby be born, and even though mine was born by a C-section, that to me, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it's a very valid birth. I'm not criticising C-sections at all, but I've always wanted to see a normal birth. And so I would love to witness that, even if it was my own.
Yeah,
of course. Do you know what, Joe? I'm pretty sure you can find, like, a video on YouTube.
No, but it's not the same.
No, but if you're just fascinated by a baby, you know, getting born, like, you know.
Yeah, it's out there. I did that with a C-section after I had my son. I a few months later, I went home and I thought, I wondered what they do with a C-section. So I went home and YouTubed it, but it's not the same.
Do you regret the decision watching the video?
No, I don't regret it at all. It was fascinating to see how many layers they had to go through and what goes on.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate your call.
Thank you so much for all your calls. It's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Women go through a lot.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
You're looking at me in a whole new way.
Well, you haven't had a child yet.
But I have the ability.
Yeah. You feel good news up next.
Yes. This is where I bring some really happy stories to the table and good things that's been happening in the world, and it'll just make you feel good.
Very good.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
It's time for Feel Good News with you, Jay.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo.
And I've got a couple of amazing stories which are just going to put you in a good mood, or at least just feel good that there are some amazing humans out there, because a couple of good Samaritans have actually jumped into water to save an elderly couple who got stuck in a sinking vehicle. This is pretty incredible. So they were in their 70s. They actually crashed through a fence into a canal over in the States. Seven people, including a mechanic, two officers and four others jumped in and were able to break the window and rescue the couple. And an off-duty officer, Robert Russo, actually performed CPR on the couple, who actually saved the woman's life, restoring her breath and pulse, which is pretty incredible.
Jeez. That's so good.
Yeah, and when they were interviewing the rescuers, the local mechanic, Mustafa Tucson, said that when he saw the dramatic event unfold, he said he thought, these guys are going to die. I have to do something. So I just jumped into the water. Like, he just didn't even think about anything else. He was just like, I need to save this couple. So the couple is safe. They're in a stable condition after a near fatal accident, which is pretty remarkable that there's incredible people out there who would just, you know,
jump in when required. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. This is really cool. I love this story. So there's two Mexican entrepreneurs who have actually created leather from cacti. So they've actually discovered that cacti is a sustainable alternative for fashion, cars and furniture. So basically, these two guys, they were intrigued by the nopal cactus because it grows in abundance throughout their native Mexico.
Yeah.
And they discovered that, obviously, cacti doesn't require much water to grow. So they spent 2 years in research and development. They figured out how to turn the nopal cactus leaves into the perfect cactus-based leather, which they supplied to brands and companies. So it'll
I like
be-
that. That's cool.
Fascinating. So it's going to be used for, you know, vegan leather goods, which a lot of them are made from plastic, either PVC, yeah. or I think it's called polyvinyl chloride or polyurethane.
Yeah, the other good one that they make leather out of is actually mushrooms.
Really?
Wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can make it's like a very strong, solid leather alternative out of mushrooms. So isn't it great?
Fantastic.
They're coming up with different ways to make stylish jackets.
And especially too, you know, with, you know, a lot of water shortages and droughts,
yeah,
and whatever.
Yep.
If, you know, the cacti can grow without water and they can make leather, fantastic. So a couple of, you know, great humans out there in the world doing good things.
That's making me feel good. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah,
thanks.
You're welcome. Jay,
Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jay, Maddie and Creebo.
Jay, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
1 hour and 45 minutes of music, commercial free coming
you
up.
You could call that also.
105
minutes.
Commercial free.
Yeah,
you know. Sometimes I mix things up, I'm crazy.
Oh, wow.
So sue me.
Keith Urban Pink.
Very good.
Together.
Yep.
One too many.
Collab of the century, Keith Urban and Pink. Incredible stuff.
I love doing that.
Music executives are rubbing their hands together.
cash. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. And the Chili Peppers as well. All coming
in there
up.
As well.
They're
great.
Red hot, aren't they?
It's a feel-good Friday here at 105.3 New FM. Thank you, Jackson. Up next, though, you know what? We here on this team are like bright, shining stars when it comes to trying to improve the workplace culture in this place,
that's
right?
That's what we're all about.
You know,
building friendships.
We want as many.
A good vibe.
Yeah, we want as many people in this office to be able to talk to each other, collaborate, you know, we want an all-round nice experience here at work. So what we thought we would do is introduce a new committee to the station.
I like this.
Self-appointed.
Yeah, self-appointed. We're just going to do this ourselves. So it is the Workplace Culture Committee.
Yes.
And coming up next, we are revealing New FM's first ever, as voted by the station, first ever Employee of the Month.
Now, we've set this up by... No, we haven't talked to management because, really, they're a big, slow bureaucracy filled with red tape.
Managers always say, take initiative.
That they do.
So we
were taking votes all day yesterday from other staff members. We did a tally system.
Yep.
And we do have a winner. That person is in the building and we're about to award them their certificate next.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And it's time, guys, to award the very first New FM Employee of the Month.
Yay!
As voted by all New FM staff yesterday, we got the tally system happening. Mm-hmm. We asked all staff members who work here who they nominate to be Employee of the Month, the very first one.
I can't believe it's never been done here.
I know.
Hey, we're making it a tradition. We're taking things over. I do have a beautiful metallic award here.
And you've got a frame for
it. It's framed.
It's glass.
So it's official.
It's official.
It's got the logo on it.
And
it's signed by
it.
Us.
Yeah.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, Team Culture Committee.
Look at us, changing the way of the world here at New FM.
I can reveal to you guys that it is someone on this team.
Wow.
Mm.
Jackson, are you there?
Yeah.
You're the winner. Can you please come in here and accept your award, please?
I'll wander on down.
Yeah, come on, please.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We'll do photos and stuff as well.
Yeah, this is great. I want to make this a tradition. We're going to do this all the time. And this is legit. People literally voted for Jackson and said, you know what?
Jackson's always
given
to Jackson.
So does he get to keep the award? Or is it getting displayed around the office? What's the protocol?
We're going to put it out at reception. Jackson,
there we
welcome.
Go.
Yay, congratulations.
Would you like to make a speech?
That's a cute photo.
We took the photo from his Facebook page.
We did steal it from your Facebook page.
But that's okay.
Sorry, copyright there.
Jackson's like, I'll be invoicing you $100.
Funny that I'm getting an award for doing really good work and this is a selfie taken whilst I'm supposed to be doing work.
Oh, the very first one, how does it feel to be voted by your colleagues as
Employee of the Month?
It's good to get recognition. Yeah, thank you.
For all the work you do.
Thank you, guys.
Oh.
I appreciate it. It feels weird. I don't like being put on the spot like this.
Well,
you do good work.
You do good work. We appreciate you, Jackson. Thank you. And that's going straight out in reception.
Yeah.
So if you do pop into the office, you'll see Jackson's employee.
If you've ever wondered what he looks like, you can see the photo.
Are you happy with the photo? I think it's quite flattering.
Yeah, it's a cute photo. It's before I got a haircut. I got a good hair, right?
Well, there you go. First one done and dusted, guys. Excellent. I can already see the presidential campaign coming next month with you, Jade.
I have to start talking to everyone in the building.
This is what is required to be a part of the team culture committee.
Shaking hands and kissing babies, as they say.
Bring your babies in. Jade wants to kiss them.
Last call's up next, guys. Anything you want to talk about, maybe it's something you heard on the show today, trashy or classy, filming the birth. Maybe you've got an opinion on that, the food trends for 2021, or maybe your kid ran off with your car at some point. And also this morning we spoke about sexy accents, apparently the Irish accent.
Very popular. Went off on Facebook. Irish, I think Newcastle needs to be a sister city with Ireland, and we can, have some sort of exchange program where they're all coming here, because they're a hot commodity.
Very popular.
You know what? The Irish accent when they're drunk, though, very different.
Really?
Hard to hear.
Anna Finnegan's.
If there's an Irish person listening with an accent, can you please call us on 131009?
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
The weekend is almost here, guys. I can taste it.
Mm.
So good, right? Right now, it is time for last calls.
Hello.
Last calls. Okay, anything you want to talk about, now's the time to give us a ring on 131009. Hello, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Trish. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. What's happening?
I just wanted to say a big congratulations to Creevo and Em for their 7 years.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you for that. Thanks for that.
And also the Hamish for his birthday.
Well, there you go, Hamish. A birthday wish. It's birthday. A day late, Trish, but that's all right.
Yeah, it's a bit late, but I couldn't get through before, so sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Finally, Jackson, well-deserved Jackson, for your award for today.
Yes. Any congratulations for Maddie and Jade?
Congratulations for you just being there and you're awesome.
Oh, there we go.
Thanks, Trish. You like
team shout out.
She likes to butter us up on air.
She does.
Off air, though. Bang.
Oh, you know I love you guys.
Yeah, you do.
We love you, Trish.
Good on you, Trish.
What's on for the weekend, Trish?
Oh, I'm not doing much, Maddie. I'm just a discade that, I know it's settled down a lot, but I still don't go far.
Stay at home in the boyfriend's house.
How's the relationship going, Trish? You still with your man?
Yes, I'm at home from Sunday to Thursday, and then from Thursday to Sunday I go up to his place. So yeah.
Nice to hear.
Does he live near your house? Did I hear that rumor?
I live at East Maitland. He lives at Rutherford.
God.
How far is that, the drive?
About 10, 12 minutes or something.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Now, Trish, what kind of things do you and the boyfriend get up to? Do you watch a movie? Do you cook together? What's the go?
I can't cook either because of my eyes, but he's very good. He helps me out a lot. I've got to take tablets a lot because of my eyes and stuff. So he's on board with that.
So he feeds you tablets. Jeez.
Pops your pills.
Pops your pills for you.
Yeah, I've got to have them. He's a really good cook. Stephanie looks after me from Sunday to Thursday.
Oh,
that's
good.
My daughter.
Perfect. Good.
And then I've got the other one, and he looks after me from Thursday to
Your daughter was doing some modelling for a while, wasn't she?
Yeah, she hasn't done that since the COVID kid as well.
Oh, damn.
She could have gone down to Sydney. They had a bigger thing in Penrith a couple of months ago, and I told her not to do it because that's where it was down there. So
yeah, the hot spot.
We love it when you call the show, Trish.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Jade.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dale.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Hey, Trish, I've got a big surprise for you, though. You'll love this. Just keep on listening. Next week on the show, guys, we have Anaconda Cash Calls all day. So, Trish, stand by your phone because we could be calling you with Anaconda Cash, big store opening, Bennett's Green.
Oh, how good.
So we've got some good prizes lined up.
Have you got to get online to put in for a button?
No, it's cool.
You still get your kids to enter for you, Trish. Newfm.com.au. Thanks, Del. Enjoy the weekend.
Enjoy that.
But yeah, big cash money coming next week, guys. Anaconda, that huge store event. Going to be good.
It's going to be great. I actually made you guys love notes.
Oh, thanks.
That's all right.
Can I have a look?
Do you want them here?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a love note? You can open it now.
Or is it open
so
it later?
Describe what they look like, because I haven't made
one of these since high school. A girl gives you in primary school with like the origami type envelope with all the notes
and
on it.
It says, pull here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maddie,
shall we pull?
Give yours a pull. Just give yours a good pull.
Gently.
Be gentle when pulling. That's good advice.
Yeah. And then you unfold it.
I give mine a good pull.
Ooh. You enjoyed that a bit too much.
Good morning, Maddie. You're a superstar, not just a star. Love you, Dolly. Jadie. Oh, the little drawing of us together holding hands.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jade. We love you.
I'll read mine out as well. To Crevo. More formal.
Yeah.
I think you're a special person. Never change your...
Curls. Because you got curly hair.
Love always. Your delight, Jadie Poo.
Oh,
that's nice.
What a great way to end the week.
Yeah. Advertising Blade of Origin. That thing's shut down.
Yeah, true. It was a great week.
You know what? We fight like cats and dogs sometimes, but we do love you.
Behind the scenes, we all love each other.
We are.
Very good.
105 commercial free up next with Jackson. What are you laughing at?
I got caught off guard and then I had to turn my microphone
off. Employee of the month. Come on.
Don't drop the ball.
Don't get a big head. I'm taking my shoes off and everything. See ya, David Guetta. They're coming up. Al City as well for your Feel Good Friday. I have not heard this one in a while.
Christina.
Yeah, Christina.
Before she got to her dirty days.
Yeah. It wasn't far off this, though, was
true.
It?
True.
Those dreads.
It was there. They were just... Management was suppressing it.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, your official at-work station. Enjoy the weekend, guys.
Yeah, of course. Enjoy it.
Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, which is our podcast is available there. So give us a cheeky 5 stars. It helps us a lot.
We're on Spotify, too.
Yeah.